its current state. I'm Mark Bayshore. Carl Goode is graphics editor-in-residence at Michigan State University's College of Communication Arts and Sciences. He came to MSU from Newsweek magazine's New York offices, where he spent over a decade as Newsweek's director of information graphics. Now, information graphics may be familiar to you. If you're an avid magazine reader, they are those boxes of facts and dates and charts and photos and other stuff that really bring a story together visually. Carl Goode's work in information graphics is part of an exhibit at the Michigan Historical Museum called Put It on Paper. And WKAR's Peter Wharf caught up with Carl at the exhibit recently to talk about the creative process in information graphics and Goode's work with Newsweek.
I was the director of information graphics, those visual explainers, you know, maps, charts, diagrams, cutaways, everything, you know, at Newsweek magazine for 10 years. You know, there was a staff of 10 people in the department. I was the leader because I was the one most willing to take the fall if something went wrong. But, you know, we were there. I was the one in charge when the World Trade Center was under attack down the street, and we did all the diagrams of the buildings and explaining where the planes were hijacked from and their routes and all that visual stuff. I was never the most talented one in the room or the smartest. I was always the most enthusiastic, though, and I like to think that I helped to bring the team together with all the different skills to tell visual stories. And so that was a wonderful 10-year run at Newsweek, and then academia came calling, and so now I'm at MSU in the Department of Journalism.
Let's look at this infographic that comes from Newsweek magazine. This is a blown-up display here for the purposes of the Put It on Paper exhibit. And this is some of your work from Newsweek magazine that brings together an understanding of a certain time and a certain place in American history, particularly as it relates to Afghanistan.
That's right. You know, there was a lot going on in Afghanistan. There was a lot to explain before we went into Afghanistan. So I was asked if we could explain this particular week how the special forces worked in Afghanistan, how they were going to go in there and what they were going to do when they got in there. And so, when I start a graphic like that, I sketch. I do a lot of drawing and sketching because I generally don't know anything about the subject. It might be physics. It might be business. It might be military. It might be how to plant flowers in a garden so they bloom all day. I don't know anything about that. But I start asking questions as just the layperson about what I don't know, things I'd like to know, questions I have that any curious reader would want to know. And so that helps me to answer those questions.
And who are you asking these questions
of? Myself. Yeah. So that's what this first sketch up here does, the very rough one. It's just all these questions and ideas I have for filling in this graphic. And then I was going to see if I could answer those questions with experts.
We're looking at two large sketches, which I assume are in chronological order before the final product of this this infographic. So beginning at the top, this is one of the first sketches. Can mm-hmm. you describe a little
sketch.
Bit more? The first sketch.
Yeah, it's just a pen and ink sketch. And if you look along the top, you'll see a doodle up there because I really lost I'm ADD and I totally lost track of what I was thinking, or I didn't know what to think next or what question to ask. So doodling helps me relax that part of my brain that wants to be, you know, eating candy and, you know, watching movies, and so I can think with the other side. And so and I know our editor happened to love night revision goggles, you know, big central images. So I immediately just sketched a special forces guy in the middle with big night vision goggles. So I figured that'll probably anchor this thing. Yeah. So in a way, I'm kind of combining design with content, with questions about the content, questions about the design. So I'm mixing them together like in a pot, like in a stew. I'm sort of, you know, not sure. And then I wrote all these questions around it about things that I'm wondering, like how, with a question mark, and overseas, where are these people? Where are they deployed? You know, what do they take with them? What do they do when they're in a country? So what my process for research was always to write a bunch of questions. Most of us know answers to some questions. You know, we like the internet allows us to do our own research and inform ourselves to a point where now I can't find any more on the internet. I need to go call an expert, but I'm informed enough now to not sound like a moron when I'm talking to an admiral or a general, a PR guy at the Department of Defense.
You have your foot in the door informationally.
I have my foot in the door informationally, and you don't want to waste this very precious time you finally get with this person who's going to answer some very important questions with dumb questions that you could have answered on the internet, like what is a tank, you know?
Right.
You know, but people do that, you know. So what is a tank anyway? Did you even like read anything about what I do here?
So that's sort of the initial sketch. Now we're in phase two.
Then I did a more final, a more polished sketch that started to draw. You know, I'm an artist, so I could, but you know, you can still sketch without being an artist. You can still sketch out a concept. Like my wife always beats me at Pictionary because if the challenge is to draw a horse, I'll
quickly,
right. And whoever answers the question, it's like charades.
Right.
I'll be so wrapped up in the details of what a horse looks like, the nostril and the mane, and trying to show off that I can draw a horse.
Right.
She'll draw a wedge with a point on top and her and horse, you know.
Right.
So you don't need to be able to draw well. It just has to communicate an idea. So when you're doing a sketch like this. So this is a more polished sketch, you know, more finished. And
it's starting to take shape here with this central figure of the soldier holding the weapon. And that's going to eventually lead to the largest image.
And
the helicopters.
And the different equipment they're going to use there with helicopters and doom buggies and stinger missiles and all that. Well, defenses against stinger missiles on the ground, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maps, world map, where they're deployed. All the things that I found interesting as a person.
And then what do you hope to achieve in the final product?
Well, the number one thing you hope to achieve is not making a mistake with the content. And we've made mistakes, you know. They say that journalism is history written on the fly. And, you bang this stuff out and you hope you didn't make a mistake. You do the best you can to minimize those errors. So I want it to be right. The second thing I want it to be is clear so that the reader feels like they can easily move through the information without, you know, being all crazy and scary. And then when they're there, you want them to have a great ride and feel like they walked away with something, like they feel smarter. For people that love info, it's like what Wired Magazine calls their info porn. You know, it's like people are just, they love stuff like this. They eat it up. I'm no expert on anything. The reason I worked well for Newsweek was I was pretty in touch. I was a pretty average person. I was pretty in touch with the average reader's curiosity about anything. So I just tried to answer the questions, my own questions.
Carl Good is graphic editor in residence at Michigan State University's College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences. Carl, thanks so much for the tour.
Oh, this was fun. Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Whorf.